Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 27th of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the former DAA boss and now with Manna Drones, Kenny. And we'll be chatting to the snack maker Manhattan and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. The journal.ie reports that Meta has reached a 15 billion euro settlement with some 47 US states that will include fundamental changes to Instagram and Facebook. The states claim that Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, violated both state level and federal laws, though exact allegations vary by state. California, Colorado, New Jersey and Kentucky led the prosecution of Meta. And in a statement, the California Attorney General announced a proposed settlement which remains subject to court approval through entry of a consent judgment. The case revolved around allegations that Meta, which employs 1,800 people in Ireland and made a profit of $60 billion last year, designed and deployed harmful features on Instagram and Facebook that drive compulsive use by children and teens to their mental and physical detriment. Euractiv reports that the European Commission made first use of new AI enforcement powers this week, with the tech commissioner, Henna Virkkunen, ordering information from leading developers on cybersecurity, safety and copyright compliance. It's the EU's first step towards enforcing the AI Act and comes just weeks after a series of high-profile cybersecurity incidents at several leading AI labs. The law requires developers of powerful models to evaluate and mitigate potential risks. Virkkunen did not specify which companies the Commission had sought the information from, but she confirmed that some developers of the most advanced AI models had received requests. And Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent reports that savers are missing out on potential windfalls by leaving their money on deposit instead of investing it. Research commissioned by the investment firm IG has revealed that losses could be as high as 500,000 euros over 30 years for a household in a position to invest 300 euros a month. The research found that investing 300 every month for 30 years could build a fund worth almost 600,000 euros. If the money remained in a cash savings account, it would net just over 100,000 euros. After deposit interest retention tax, the difference was more than 485,000 euros.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.